Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about the impact that snoring has on your six pillars of intimacy.
And there's an amusing quote from Terry Pratchett that says, "A marriage is always made up of two people prepared to swear that only the other one snores." I actually have a funny story about that I hadn't thought about for this episode, but now that I read the quote again, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I need to share that story because it's true in my family. But first, welcome all of you. If this is your first time listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, we are so thrilled to have you here.
We are.
You being here is why we do what we do. And we start every episode with a hug. And for us, a hug is really an opportunity to celebrate what's happening in the One Family, to celebrate what you all are doing in your marriages. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family private Facebook group that starts with, "My wife and I celebrated Valentine's Day at our favorite restaurant tonight." I highly recommend celebrating not on the actual day, or in our case, the actual month. We'll probably just get lunch on February 14th. "We hit several of the intimacy pillars this evening. I used to be much better at romantic surprises while dating and early in our marriage. Lately, I've been trying to revive the things I've done well in the past, start new things, and keep doing the things that have been working." That, just as a side note, is a formula for success.
Yep.
Revive the things from the past, start new things, and keep doing the things that are working. Surprise one was the reservation at this particular restaurant. While we were there, we hit up emotional intimacy with some deep conversations about some recent challenges. Sprinkle in some physical intimacy with a little making out at the table. Also, a tiny bit of financial intimacy discussing the absurdly expensive quote we just received for a gas fireplace insert, which was intended to promote physical and sexual intimacy for my wife, who gets very cold. I love that he's pulling this all together. We touched on a bit of spiritual, but not that much this night. Surprise two was waiting at home, and it was some new lingerie. I've never actually bought lingerie for my wife in 14 years.
Wow. Good for you.
She asks sometimes what I like, and sometimes I help pick something new. Other times I just say, I like the things you have. Let's just say this was a hit. Sexual intimacy was coming, but wait. Surprise three was the game Tic Tac to the Bedroom. And if you all haven't seen this game, it's definitely a keeper. You can check it out and get yours at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/tic-tac, and that's TICTAC.
Yep.
He goes on to say, the foreplay cards were a lot of fun. The new lingerie plus the new game was a huge hit.
Love it. Love it.
I love it when we start hearing that you all are looking at your lives and your marriage in terms of the six pillars and how you can really bring that into everything that you do. You know, this wasn't just like, hey, let's just go out and grab a dinner. He really focused on, you know, even as they were talking about the fireplace, probably five out of the six. Oh, actually, I think they got all six.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge. It changes everything for the two of you. As Tony said at the top of this episode, we're talking about the topic of snoring and how it impacts your six pillars of intimacy. And I actually am kind of laughing even as we're starting this episode, because you would think in 13 years of doing the One Extraordinary Marriage Show that we might have touched on this topic before, because it actually does impact quite a few marriages.
Yeah.
And we haven't. So, you know, our apologies that we haven't. haven't tackled a topic that so many of you actually are being impacted by. Because 68% of the One Family said that their marriage is impacted by either snoring or sleep apnea, which is a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's a lot of marriages. That's a lot of marriages. Now, let me just share with you a definition from Mayo Clinic about what snoring is, because I think this is very important that, you know, for those of you that haven't been around, you may not know this about me, but you'll learn it. I like that we're all using the same definitions. It just puts us all in the same playing field.
Yep.
And according to Mayo Clinic, snoring is the hoarse or harsh sound that occurs when air flows past relaxed tissues in your throat, causing the tissues to vibrate as you breathe. All I can think about
it's in your throat.
It's in your throat. What did you think it was?
Your nose.
Oh, look at you. See, this is why. Okay, right here. This is why we talk about definitions and why really digging into some of this stuff is so important. Because if you think it's just your nose, but it's actually stuff that's going on in your throat, you may only be trying to treat the nose, but it's actually stuff like you're not actually even dealing with the right part of your anatomy.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome, baby
for
doll.
Just like demonstrating that this is why we do what we do. Right? And it's a sound like, and this is the story that I thought of when I first read the quote at the beginning. So I had a great aunt and uncle growing up, and I distinctly remember this one family visit. And for years, they hadn't actually slept in the same room because they were the couple that swore that only the other person snored. Right? And so they couldn't sleep with each other because the snoring was so loud. So here they are visiting our home. And they, of course, are sleeping in two separate places because they can't sleep together. And literally from one end of our home to the other, the snoring was so loud because it turns out that both my great uncle and my great aunt snore.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. So like that opening quote, I was just like, oh, flashbacks to being 9 years old in a house where you couldn't get away from it.
I remember my grandma Blanche would snore as a kid. And in the bedroom I was in, I shared it with my brother. And so when grandma would come over, she would sleep in his bed and I would get to sleep in mine. But grandma would snore all night.
Oh.
And
like, you're not sleeping.
Again, you're like 8, 9, 10 years old and you're like, what do I do? I feel weird trying to wake up my grandma. And so
you're trying to put your head under the pillows and like yeah. smush your ears closed and all this kind of stuff. And
I haven't had that in our marriage. You know what I mean? You don't snore often.
But snoring was actually the catalyst for this episode, which is pretty funny because we don't have it a lot in our marriage. But Tony had been traveling last week. So he was in Orlando for a podcasters conference.
Yeah. Yep. And I there's something about that, though, too, that I'll share in a little bit. But you talk about our marriage and then I'll talk about that part.
So, you know, flying cross country because we live in San Diego. So San Diego to Orlando. So he's got two full days of travel. He's going nonstop. He has, you know, speaking on a panel, like meeting people. He's literally going sun up to sundown and probably after sundown. I know it was after sundown because he told me he stayed out till like 1 o'clock one, right?
Yes.
Hanging out with all these different podcasters. And he comes home Saturday night, super exhausted, has a plate of food, goes to bed, and then he starts snoring. And I'm sitting here going, it's been so quiet for the last 3 nights.
Elisa was happy that I was gone. Like leaving, she was just like, oh, it's going to be so quiet in the house. And it's going to be nice because I'm going to just have some time to myself. And
that was the joy.
Yes. And I was joking her before I was leaving. But for me to then come back
snoring. Right. And I tried all my tricks. I'm like, you know, little extra touching, like bring that little physical intimacy in. Cause sometimes if he just like feels my presence, he'll stop snoring. I tried to roll him over. And, you know, we're in this place where none of my regular strategies are working. And as I laid there a little frustrated, contemplating, do I get up or not get up? I decided that we were going to talk about it on this week's episode because this is the reality of what life looks like with Tony and Lisa. Sometimes we get into this place where something is super tangible in our marriage. I'm like, let's just talk about it on an episode. But when you have things like snoring or other, you know, sleep disorders like sleep apnea, which for those of you that don't know what sleep apnea is, Mayo Clinic again, that is when breathing stops and starts throughout the night. Mm. And that can, you know, it's like that, you know, and then, you know, it's like your spouse is listening if you're going to breathe again. It has a huge impact on you. Mm-hmm. It has a huge impact on your body. It has a huge impact on your marriage. And ultimately, you know, you can look at it from the different pillars of intimacy, which is really, you know, as we talk about it again, 68% of the one family is dealing with this.
Yeah, and I just want to say something real quick. We are looking at snoring from the perspective of the six pillars of intimacy. Mm-hmm. That's our expertise. We are not medical professionals, and this episode is not intended to diagnose or provide any type of medical advice. If you need help with snoring, sleep apnea, please go seek out your medical professional.
100%. We're talking about the marriage side of things.
Yes.
We are talking about some of the, you know, like what's happening in your body, but not from a diagnostic standpoint.
Correct.
But when we get into this place of how is snoring impacting you, and I know because it's so funny when we start thinking about a topic, how often it starts showing up in my coaching sessions.
Mm.
And I literally just yesterday, preparing for this episode, right after I was doing all of the episode notes, had a call with a client who's like, yeah, he snores. And it's really hard. And sometimes we can't sleep in the same room. And I immediately was like, oh, uh-oh, mm-hmm. What do we got going on here? Because that's what, that came up a lot when the two of you, you know, in regard to the Instagram poll that we had up last week about this, you know, people were sharing, what's the impact on your marriage? And a big one was, we don't sleep in the same room.
And I can totally understand this. Now, in our marriage, like I shared, I can't recall many a times where Elisa snores. Now in where I am, typically when I go to sleep, I'm out, I'm done. But when I was at PodFest in Orlando, my good buddy Dustin and I shared a bedroom. And it was really interesting because one of those nights, he began to snore.
Sorry, Dustin.
And I was like, holy cow, man. Like, this is rattling. Because it caught me probably some point in my REM sleep where I was in my lighter sleep cycle. And then I just woke up. And it was just this tossing and turning, getting up, going to the bathroom, back and forth. Finally, I got into a place where I could fall asleep. Mm. But I could totally understand where this could be vitally impactful to your marriage. Mm-hmm. In many ways. And for me, specifically, would be lack of sleep.
Right.
Which would then, for myself, if Elisa was snoring and if I was living in that day in and day out, would be lack of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it impacts so many. My ability to actually converse with Elisa, to have conversations with her, I feel like there'd be a massive crack in our emotional intimacy because I would just be under a sort of tension or frustration. And again, knowing what it's like to have that lack of sleep due to certain seasons in our lives, I get short, I get mm-hmm. angry. And so I was like, oh, wow, I could see where this is really impacting you in your marriage.
100%. And that's what people talked about. They said, you know, there's less cuddling. There's mm-hmm. frustration, especially if I can't move my spouse into a position to get him or her to stop. There's a lack of rest or, you know, just this excessive fatigue. And let's face it, when we are sleep deprived, most human beings are not nicer when they have less sleep. I'm just going to put it out there. It's hard to be kind when I feel so frustrated. Makes me too tired to have sex. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I'm sleeping in another room or one of us sleeps on the couch. There's an emotional disconnect when we don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And you can hear like all of these things starting to be woven through, you know, these different intimacies that are being impacted. There's cracks in the emotional intimacy pillar. There's cracks in the sexual intimacy pillar. Couples are not touching each other. So we've got cracks in the physical intimacy pillar. If you're irritated, you're probably not wanting to spend time together. So there's probably cracks in your recreational intimacy pillar as well. That's 4 out of 6, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is no small thing. And I know a lot of you are like, is this really that big a deal? If it's impacting you and your spouse, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And it's something that we need to talk about. And we need to talk about how to be proactive and take steps in this. And we're going to do that after this break. Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under-eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. Must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back. And we're talking about the impact that snoring can have on your marriage. And, you know, I have to say, it's not just the funny scenes in the movie or the TV shows about the guy who's snoring. And, you know, like, that's fine. It wraps up in, you know, 22 minutes in a sitcom or an hour or 2 hours in a movie. The reality is, and Tony and I were kind of just, we always talk through an episode right before we do it. And it hit me that when you have, you know, more of a chronic condition where this isn't just like the occasional snoring, this is something that is happening on a regular basis, or if you have sleep apnea or some other sleep disturbance, not taking care of this, not seeking out resources or help, is actually like breaking trust in your marriage. And I'm gonna push on this a little bit, because you can, there are things that you can do, right? You can, you know, if it's a weight issue, you can take steps to get yourself healthier and lose weight. If it is a situation where, you know, you always sleep on your back, you can learn how to sleep on your side. There are things that you can do, but choosing not to, and hear me out here, choosing not to take care of your health when it comes to something like this is saying you're not important enough. Meaning your spouse is not important enough that you will seek help in an area that is causing disconnect in your marriage. Mm-hmm. And I know some of you may not like to hear that. And I know it's scary to have to go to the doctor when you're not sure what they're going to say. 100%. Right? It's why so many people don't go to the doctor. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know what the diagnosis is going to be. I don't know what it's going to cost. What I want to say is, what is it costing you in your marriage right now? When you and your spouse aren't sleeping in the same room, what is it costing you when the two of you are irritated at one another? You, the snorer, because you aren't getting a great night of sleep. Your spouse, because they're also not getting a great night of sleep. And everybody's irritated at one another.
Mm-hmm.
You can be proactive. You can be extraordinary. You can take steps at home to see if you can't alleviate some of these symptoms before you go to the doctor.
And on the note, I just want to do a side note here on the trust issue. Mm-hmm. We have a book called The Trust Factor, How to Rebuild Trust in Your Marriage. Mm-hmm. We have it. It's for free. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. This may be one of those books that you need to pick up right now, because it might be the snoring that has broken that trust, because it's like, oh no, I'm going to go get help. And then you don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to go get help. And then you don't. Mm-hmm. It may be in other areas. It may be in other pillars of intimacy. So pick this up. You can get it at trustfreebook.com. I'll also have a link here in the episode notes for you. But trust, building that trust and sticking to your word, saying, this is sort of that health area of like, I'm not feeling good. I know I need to feel better. I've said I'm going to do it. And yet I'm sitting on the sidelines, not getting in the game because I'm worried about what might be said, is having an impact on you and on your marriage. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an interesting thing that typically we don't see that. Like, we don't look at, hey, I have something that's going on, and we tell our spouse that we're going to do it, and then we don't. And that is breaking the trust, which can impact our other pillars of intimacy. So again, you can get that, the Trust Factor, at trustfreebook.com.
Mm, I'm glad you brought that up, because these are the kinds of things that can erode a marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, if your spouse is saying to you, please go do something about this, I'm concerned about you. I will tell you what I told a couple, coaching couple this past week. You know, we were talking about just some health concerns, and I said, you know, health is one of those areas where, you know, statistically speaking, men will die earlier than women. So men, I want to speak to you for just a second. If you've got something going on in your life, the reason she's harping on it is because she wants you to beat the odds. She wants you to be around for a long time. She doesn't want you to be an early statistic. Mm. And that might be a little morbid, and some of you might be irritated with me right now. And actually, I don't care, because I want to see the two of you have extraordinary marriages. I want to see you get into this place where you say, you know what? I am going to take action in this area of my marriage. Like I said, if it's the weight, start losing weight, because what happens is when you're overweight, there may be extra tissues in the throat that are contributing to it. You can do that at home. You can start getting to the gym. You can be proactive there. If you're laying on your back, this is why they say sleep on your side. This is why when Tony starts snoring, he's almost 100% on his back. I will roll him over. And if I have to spoon him to keep him there, I will spoon him. It's a win-win for both of us.
Not that I tell.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's so sad. He doesn't actually remember when I do this, but it's okay, because I know I'm doing it.
I appreciate it.
But when you're on your back, that allows your tongue to fall backwards, which actually like narrows the airway.
Okay.
And it obstructs the airflow.
Okay.
So when you flip, your tongue can't fall back. Or okay. When you're on your side, your tongue doesn't fall. You can raise the head of your bed, right? If you tilt the angle, like you're not in that fully like prone state. It's so funny when we do a podcast because sometimes I'm like totally gesturing with my hands as if you all could see me. But you're not in that fully reclined state. You've got, and that changes, again, that changes the airflow.
We did an episode just recently that you guys may have heard. 737 was sex pillows and what was it? Sex furniture or something?
Yeah.
Sex pillows or what? But the one of the products we talked about there was the Liberator wedge ramp combo. And the ramp part is a perfect way for you to elevate your head and use it. So that might be a way for you to go and use the wedge ramp for your sexual intimacy. And yet on the day-to-day, it may be helpful for you to be able to not snore. So something to check out. I'll put a link here in the episode notes for that as well.
And for you, those of you that have kids, that may be a good way to explain why you have this piece of furniture now. Just throwing it out there.
Exactly.
Throwing it out there. Other things that you can do, you can limit alcohol or avoid alcohol and sedatives because these depress your central nervous system, which can, what they say is it causes an excessive relaxation of the muscles, including the tissues in your throat, right? So including everything. So that can contribute to it. Quit smoking. That can reduce snoring in addition to having obviously other health benefits. The reminder here is that, look, if this is like anything in your marriage, if one of you brings it up, don't ignore it. If it's an area of your life like snoring where you can take action, do so. Whether it's, you know, going and just getting a medical exam to see exactly what's going on with your anatomy. Like Tony said, he thought it was all in the nose and now he knows it's a throat thing, right? Like even just getting educated on what part of your body is being impacted here. If it's, you know, participating in a sleep study so that the medical team can actually understand how you are sleeping. If it's, you know, we actually know quite a few dentists who use, they actually prescribe oral appliances. So there are things that you can put into your mouth that help with sleeping. Mm-hmm. In addition to, you know, what's most commonly known, especially when it comes to sleep apnea, is the CPAP machine. Mm-hmm. And actually one couple, when they were talking about, you know, just impacts and ways that they found have been helpful, one couple said the CPAP machine is actually their way to initiate. Like if one of them walks in and the other isn't wearing the machine to start with, they know that it's on. If they both put their machines on, then that's a no-go. I actually thought that was really cute.
And there are a lot of new things. I mean, as Elisa said, we have a dentist friend who, you know, she's bringing new technology, new ways to help folks sleep. And it was just interesting, even when she brought it up, I'm like, but you're a dentist, you clean teeth. And yet there are different professionals who are here to help. So go to your medical professional, but you may just reach out to your dentist or dentist who's in your plan because they are providing this service, which could help you drastically. And I've seen some new things recently that aren't, I mean, even the CPAPs have gone smaller, but there are other devices now that you can just put in your mouth that help and all this. Again, we're not medical professionals. We're here to help you to see your six pillars of intimacy. And would going to a medical professional help where you guys are? Would it improve your marriage? Would it strengthen your six pillars of intimacy?
And at the end of the day, that's the question. Right? What do you need to do if this is an area that has been a challenge in your marriage? What can you do? This comes back to what we always say. It's woven throughout the six pillars of intimacy. What can I do? And if snoring has been impacting your marriage, all I want to ask to you today is what can you do to take action today and this week to create a shift in your marriage to help the two of you create the extraordinary?
Yeah. So with that, hey, 63% of the one family is dealing with some snoring. So this isn't a small group here. This is a lot of you. And so really, when we come on to every single episode, it's how do we impact one marriage? So of the 63% of you, I'm praying that there is one of you who goes, you know what? It's time for me to take charge. It's time for me to say, you know what? I am going to go reach out to my medical professional. And that's our prayer today, that you'll just go do it. Because if it impacts you, it impacts your marriage. And how do we help you see and realize that you have such an amazing life ahead, an amazing marriage ahead, and maybe this is just one of those little tweaks you need to make this week. So go after it. Go see your medical professional. Take care of it. Deal with it. If it's more than that, continue to search. Continue to reach out. Continue to find new ways. Because we're all on this journey together, and sometimes it's not a one-way, one-fits-all. Get it, got it, been there. Gone to many different medical professionals for different things. Sometimes we got to keep searching. We are our best advocate, and our spouse is there with us. So you guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.